The dialect of Markfield, Leicestershire. Abraham Chaplin, aged 73, a native, a retired farmer, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis in April 1957.
I kept a tidy few sheep one while. I got fed up. What were the foxes worrying the lambs and dogs worrying the sheep? I've picked a few lambs up, you know, bit through the neck. One. I'm not one of them as condemns fox hunting. When they can teach the fox not to be cruel, well, then I'll agree with them. But as far as fox hunting goes, I say go and kill them. But again, I were keeping sheep. Went in more for milk. Because I tell you, it were not unusual to go and pick one or two lambs up. Sometimes there'd be one disappeared altogether, because that's usually a vixen texan, ain't it? A dog fox will kill for the love of killing. And then at the summertime, there were always somebody round with dogs. What finished me up, I found two or three worried down here on this land, the other side of the Lee Lane. My lad went shepherding and he come back at night after we'd done, you know. I were hoeing in the field, hoeing turnips. He come back, there's been some dogs among the sheep. He says, there's two dead. I says, good Lord. I never stopped to go up on for a gun because he'd found them. I know they wouldn't be there. Well, I didn't think they'd be there then. So when we got in the meadow, I'd got some young horses there and I could see them cocking their heads up and looking towards this end of the Lee Wood, the spring wood. I said, there's something there now, look at them horses. I said, you go topside and I'll go this way, so get again them and see what it is. He went topside and I gave him time to get through the wood and get round. I went down on this side, of course I hadn't got the gun. Got down and all at once he shouts, it's a terrier, it's just gone. I says, it ain't. There were a big dog got one in the ditch worrying it for all it were worth. And it were a crossbred foxhound, I found out after. Shepherd and foxhound cross. And I says, well, I don't know the dogs, do you? No, he says, I don't know nothing about them. I says, see if you can follow them. Well, he's a diviner. He says, lend your knife. He cut a stick out the edge and got a bit off the sheep where the dog had been worrying it, and he picked the scent up and he followed the dogs home. When he got there, this big dog stood all over blood. While he'd gone after them, I come across to a bungalow down the road here and phoned for the police. Well, the dogs belonged to Luke Livingston. I don't know whether you ever heard of him. He was away in Ireland, but his foreman was here. He says, well, he says, there's no denying it. He says, anybody can see the dog's been on the job. He says, what's your dad going to do? Is he going to summons or what? And my lad says, well, I don't know. I don't suppose so, but you'll have to pay for him. And he says, well, tell him I'll pay and settle it quick. He says, and I'll shoot the dog. And he went and fetched the gun and shot the dog there and then. And I'd phoned for the police. Well, but when the police come, they'd paid for the three shippers who were worried. So it was settled. Of course, the police had to make a statement. And he said he'd never knowed a case of that sort settled so quick. But of course, that settled it. Well, then I got two or three lambs worried up again where Mr. Ellis lives now up there. I had the land there and it got sold, the place did, and they still wanted me to have the land. You understand, the people are there. Well, they got a great big Great Dane dog, an Irish setter. Well, I went to them twice one week about the dogs being running the sheep, and they were quite nasty about it. Oh, they only want to play with them. I've been to them on the Tuesday and the Thursday, and she got quite nasty with me about it. They only want to play with them.